morning.
Hi, good morning. Guys.
Hey, how's it going?
How good. Are you?
Good.
Well, thanks for getting up so early.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Life
musicians, we love getting up early.
Actually, you like getting in early, don't you?
Exactly.
It is? Yeah.
It's no problem.
Yeah, and welcome to Chicago. How long have you been in town?
We got in last night. It was funny. We actually flew into Chicago, drove to Milwaukee, played a show, then drove back to Chicago. So we've been bouncing back and forth.
And we
were just here like 2 weeks ago, so yeah. I feel like I live here now.
Now, with a new album, you guys are on the road doing all sorts of different things, and Swanee was telling me that you did the national anthem at the Cavaliers game the other night.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. I was nervous, but it was cool. Yeah.
Is that the first time you've done a national anthem for a game like that?
Yeah. I mean, I almost froze up. It was pretty... Luckily, they have the lyrics on the screen, you know, because when you get that nervous, you start forgetting
your last
name and your first name and stuff, you know, but it turned out pretty cool. The seats they gave us were really sucky, though.
It's like, really?
I sang the national anthem and walked past LeBron James and then had to travel up to the nosebleed section.
Really?
Oh, God, it's like, you did a pretty good job on that song, man. You didn't screw it up like everyone else, man. So, anyway, he liked it.
Wow.
Hank Hill up in the corner liked it. That was pretty cool.
Hank Hill.
Are you a big basketball fan?
Oh, I'm a huge Cavalier fan.
Oh. No, why? Because you're not from Cleveland, are you?
No, well, here's the thing. I grew up a huge Chicago Bulls fan.
Like,
I would watch every single game. Michael Jordan was my hero growing up. And so ever since he retired, I think basketball has just kind of sucked, you know? And so since LeBron James has come in, I think that he's like the hope for basketball, you know? So I'm all into it.
You're all, you know, the Bulls are playing better now.
Oh, yeah. I've been keeping track on those guys.
Would it kill you to get back on the bandwagon? For
what
crying out loud. Would
the
it kill
Bulls?
You?
I don't know, man. I mean, they're a good team, but LeBron is just, he's a phenomenal player.
Are you following March Madness at all?
No, not really. I kind of just, like, when it gets to the Final Four, I pick a team that I like, and that's it. There's just too many teams, you know?
Yeah.
I try to get into it, but I'm like, what?
Who?
Yeah, who? Who?
But now
who?
What?
Yeah, I know. So.
Right.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Seattle, so when the Sonics were playing the Bulls, it was like, I was the traitor, because I was the one going for the Bulls, you know, nearly got killed by all my friends.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
They'll take kindly to that up there, I would
say.
Yeah,
rough times.
Now, the new album, Lifehouse, is out today.
Today, you guys have to be excited.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with the title for the album?
Yeah.
We just couldn't come up with one, so we self-titled it.
Now, when that happens, honestly, when you self-title it, did you guys throw out, like, 15 other names and nobody could agree, or you just didn't, nothing came to you?
We just, like, after Stanley Climbfall, our last one, we're like, let's never pick a name like that ever again for a record.
I like that.
Yeah, I know, but after, like, 70,000 times of, like, what does it mean? Who is it? Who, and then you, like, are making up every excuse because it really doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So it's like you keep having these kind of... stories that don't mean anything. So we were like, and partly we have a new member in the band, we have a new label, so we kind of felt like we were starting over, so it made sense, you know.
Gotcha.
But really, we just couldn't find another
name. Okay.
Will you do something off the new album for us? We're going to start with you and me.
Yeah, totally.
All right. It's Lifehouse in the studio at The Mix.
What day is it? And in what month, this clock never seems so alive. Oh, I can't keep up, and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause it's you and me, and all other people with nothing to do. Nothing to lose when it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off you. Of all of the things I wanna say, just don't kill me outright. Chipping words, you got my head spinning, and don't know what to do for me. 'Cause it's you and me, and all of the people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. It's you and me, and all. Something about you. now that I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is right. 'Cause it's you and me and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to lose, and it's you and me and all other people. And I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you and me and all other people. Nothing to do, nothing to prove, and it's you and me and all other people. My eyes off you. What day is it? And in one month, this clock never seems so alive.
Lifehouse on the mix. Yeah. Very nice.
That was awesome.
Well done.
Yay.
Really good.
You guys have a few moments to hang out?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get another one from Lifehouse coming up, getting ready for tonight's After 5 Live. That's on the way.
All right, we hope to see you there. Doors open at 5 o'clock. They're going to play at 6, sign CDs afterwards, and just hang out.
It's 9:14. It's 9:18 now. Eric and Kathy show Lifehouse in the studio with us this morning. They can't hear the music now, but I thought I would be preparing them. Oh, okay. I have the Tonight Show theme playing.
Oh.
Because aren't you guys doing that Friday?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's the first time that we got like a good slot on Leno. Usually they put us on like Monday or Tuesday, you know, which is when everyone's sleeping.
Yeah.
Not really watching it.
Right.
Or actually the last time that we played, it was funny because we were filling in for Christina Aguilera because she couldn't make it. So they called us up because we live right down the road. We're like, sure, we'll come. We played an unplugged acoustic thing. It was pretty cool.
Now let's talk about the late shows. Let's talk green rooms.
Okay.
Who has the best of all the ones that you've been in? Because you were just in Regis and Kelly's the other day, too, right?
Theirs is pretty good.
Yeah?
Leno's is pretty good.
Like, what's in there?
Just a lot of, like, green stuff.
Green.
No, actually, it's funny. Green rooms are never green. They're always, like, blue. It's really weird.
Really good food?
Not really.
No?
Like, stale muffins. Oh. It depends where you are. Like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Jay Leno, it's, like, always, like, fresh muffins, which is good.
Now, is it true Jay comes down and says hello always before you go out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time. And I don't think he remembers the last time he did it, so it's all fresh. And we're like, hey, because we played the Leno show 5 times in a row.
And it's still the first time he's meeting you?
Yeah, and 3 of the times he called us Lighthouse, you know, so... if he calls us Lifehouse this time, I'm going to be stoked. That's just going to be, that'll be rad. So we'll see.
Do you ever correct him?
Have to go get him.
Yeah, there's like a 10-second window that you could, but you totally look like a jerk right before they go to commercial. Yeah.
Although, how tempting is it?
I know. We have an identity crisis. Now we're just like, you Lighthouse? Yep, it's us. Anything like they get close, you know? As long as it's not like Firehouse, like they called us before, right?
There you go.
No, that's not us. Or Lifestyles. That's just a really weird one. I don't know how they got that one.
I'm looking at Regis and Kelly. We have them on the screen in here now. Is Regis as small as he appears to be? He looks like he's, you know, a little...
Oh, yeah.
Lilliputian man.
Yeah, he's a little man.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a total little guy.
What do you think he weighs?
Probably like 120.
Now, is Kelly off camera? Is she all over him like she is on camera?
What's that?
Is she all over him like she is on camera? When they, you know,
they
got commercials.
Oh, they were making out.
Like, really?
Commercials.
That's cool.
It was a scene, man. Yeah. The producer had to drag them off each other.
I think it's in her contract. She has to.
I think
really?
So. Yeah.
Otherwise, he'll fire her like Bob Barker.
Exactly right. That's exactly it. We have the same thing for Kathy and Melissa with each other, but they
really?
Won't do it. Yeah. We just keep trying.
I don't care if you're married.
We do it behind his back.
Right.
All right. I have to be nosy. I'm looking. They were nice enough, you guys, to bring the new CD. And I always read the liner notes.
Yeah.
And you guys thank Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
And Michelle Branch.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, we're tight with Kiefer, you know. I mean, we go back to Lost Boys. I was, like, in a crib.
Oh.
I made a private appearance back... No, actually, our manager is, like, friends with him. It's kind of funny, so...
Okay.
I love Lost Boys.
Lost Boys is good. I saw that movie Stand By Me the other day. He's a great villain. It's funny, because I like that show 24. I watched that all... Do you guys watch that show?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
It's amazing. But he's such a good, like... You know,
intense.
Good guy.
Have you seen him do or heard him do the voice in Phone Booth, the Colin Farrell movie?
That was great.
That would freak you out.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I saw it, and then I saw him in the studio yesterday. I was kind of, or the day after I saw it, and I was kind of freaked out a little bit, you know, because him and our manager Jude Cole. I don't know if you remember him.
Jude Cole is your manager?
Yeah, and Jude.
Let me tell you a story. But go ahead.
I love Jude.
Does it have something to do with Babies Tonight?
No, it's it has to do with do you guys even want to hear this?
I want to hear it.
Yeah, this
so
is cool.
Jude, when I was in Denver, would come on the air with us all the time. Terrific guy.
Oh, you? So you played his records back
yeah.
in the
yeah,
day?
Yeah, oh yeah, terrific guy.
We played it here.
Really?
And,
yeah.
He's married to Michelle Pfeiffer's sister.
Yeah.
So are they still married?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
She's
good.
A great lady.
So he's telling us that Michelle Pfeiffer is, and this is like 10, 15 years ago, is going out with Eric Clapton one night.
Mm-hmm.
And so Michelle calls up and her sister and says, "I'm supposed to go out with this guy. I don't want to go out alone. I want to go out as a group. I don't really know him. His name's Eric Clapton. Does that mean anything to you?" And Jude's like, "Mean anything?
What?
We're definitely going." So they go along as a group. And the whole time they're there, Clapton's all self-involved the whole dinner, and Jude says at the end, they bring the check, and Clapton doesn't make any move at all for the check. He's not used to picking up checks, never picks up checks, doesn't even know they exist.
Wow.
So gets up and leaves, so Jude has to pick up the dinner for him and Clapton and all these other people, and he's like, you know, Clapton sold 12 million albums, I've sold like 6 at this point of my career.
Really?
And I'm paying for Clapton's dinners.
Yeah. This explains a lot why I have to pick up the check for Jude now every time. He's like trying to get back at me in some weird way.
He's terrific.
Yeah, he's great.
Cool.
Kiefer's cool, too. He's like a star, man. When he comes in the room, I mean, he's really nice and really, like, humble and stuff, but he's got a presence, man. He's a cool dude.
And Michelle Branch is an old friend, too.
That's Rick's department. You want to grab this?
Yeah. What is that
is
one?
She, actually, I had a really terrible, brown, ugly fridge in my place. Michelle just bought me a new fridge. It's stainless steel.
Sweet.
Nice. Awesome.
Thanks. I told you you could use mine. She's actually a close friend, though. Yeah, she's a great friend.
Wait, didn't she buy you a suit, too?
Yep.
Do you wear your suit on the way to going to the refrigerator?
Nope. Next time I will, though.
You should, man.
She's buying you suits and refrigerators?
They have an arrangement.
Are you buying her, like baby stuff now that she's pregnant?
I will be, yeah.
Okay.
Soon.
So you're picking up Jude Cole's checks, and she's buying you suits and the refrigerators.
And I'm getting Kiefer's autograph.
And you guys are Lighthouse, is that right?
Yeah, Lighthouse. That's
Firehouse.
Right. Firehouse.
There we go. Should we do another one?
Yes.
You guys
want to
do another one? Sure. Lifehouse. That's Lifehouse, 924. It's The Mix.
Falling when no one knows.
tell me, am I free? I got eyes that tell me, can I see? The sky's falling, and no one knows. It shouldn't be hard to believe. Shouldn't be this difficult to breathe. The sky's falling.
Lifehouse on the mix.
Woo!
Very nicely done.
Awesome.
Looking forward to seeing you guys tonight.
Oh, thanks, man.
After 5 Live, House of Blues doors will open at 5 o'clock. You can see these guys for absolutely free tonight. Come on out and check that out.
Yep, they're going to start about 6, sign CDs afterwards, and just have some fun.
And that latest CD, Lifehouse, is in stores today.
Out today.
And see these guys Friday night on The Tonight Show. I think we covered it. Did we get it all?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in. We'll see you guys tonight.
Cool. Thank you.
It's 9:28 now.